Good morning, and thanks for tuning in on this Tuesday, May 5th. Reporting for Radio On The Go News, I'm Jason Eaton. We'll start with some law enforcement news from our own backyard. A Fort Dodge woman has pleaded guilty in federal court to a fentanyl conspiracy charge. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Iowa says 36-year-old Leslie Jo Fanning pleaded guilty Monday in federal court in Sioux City to one count of conspiracy to distribute a mixture or substance containing fentanyl. At the plea hearing, Fanning admitted that from about 2021 to about June 2024, she and others agreed to distribute fentanyl in Webster County. Prosecutors say Fanning admitted to distributing thousands of pills containing fentanyl during the conspiracy. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Fanning distributed blue pills marked M30 that contained fentanyl to a person cooperating with law enforcement on three separate occasions in May of 2024 at her residence in Fort Dodge. Sentencing will be scheduled after a pre-sentence report is prepared. Fanning remains in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service pending sentencing. Fanning faces up to 20 years in prison, a $1 million fine, and a term of supervised release ranging from 3 years to life. The case was investigated by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, the Webster County Sheriff's Office, and the Fort Dodge Police Department. To some state news, the Iowa legislature has approved a plan lawmakers say will reduce property taxes for Iowa homeowners by about $4 billion over the next 6 years. After almost 5 months of negotiations, the bill was approved Sunday in the closing hours of the 2026 Iowa legislative session. Iowa homeowners would receive a homestead tax exemption of up to $20,000. The bill also includes a 2% limit on annual property tax revenue growth for cities and counties. Although the cap would not apply to revenue used to pay debts, employee benefits, or liability insurance. Governor Kim Reynolds plans to sign the bill into law. The House and Senate convened early Saturday morning and adjourned for the year early Sunday evening. North Iowa travelers will have a local opportunity to enroll in TSA PreCheck this summer without making a trip to a larger airport. Mason City Municipal Airport will host its first TSA PreCheck enrollment event June 9th through the 12th at the airport's new terminal at 9184 East 265th Street near Clear Lake. The event will be held in collaboration with IDE-MIA, an authorized TSA PreCheck enrollment provider. The program is open to U.S. citizens, U.S. nationals, and lawful permanent residents. Travelers may enroll for the first time or renew their membership. Applicants are encouraged to complete the application online before their in-person appointment. During the appointment, applicants must provide identity and citizenship documents, have fingerprints and a photo taken, and pay the application fee. IDE-MIA offers TSA PreCheck enrollment for $76.75. If approved, travelers receive a 5-year membership. Most applicants receive their known traveler number in about 3 to 5 days. TSA PreCheck allows enrolled travelers to use dedicated security screening lanes at more than 200 participating U.S. airports. Fourth graders from several Butler County schools will learn about farm and rural safety Thursday at the Butler County Fairgrounds. Butler County Extension Program Coordinator Leslie Milius says the annual fourth grade Farm Safety Day will include students from Applington, Parkersburg, North Butler, and Clarksville. Area FFA chapters, 4-H County Council members, local businesses, and emergency responders will help lead presentations throughout the day. Milius says even in a rural county, farm safety lessons are important for students who are familiar with farms and for those who are not.
It's still a good reminder for those kids that already are more aware of it, but also for those kids that a lot of it is all new to them and they could be visiting the farm. And so that just helps to make them and give them that awareness that while we can't always prevent accidents from happening, we can give these kids an awareness to be more proactive in their safety.
The event will include presentations on fire safety, electrical safety, railroad safety, bike safety, animal safety, grain safety, and ATV and lawn mower safety. The Parkersburg Fire Department will present on fire safety, Butler County REC will cover electrical safety, and Van Wall is expected to provide information on ATV and lawn mower safety. Milia says the event comes at an important time of year, with more farmers working in the fields during planting season and more farm equipment traveling on rural roads. The Butler County Board of Supervisors will consider library services, urban renewal-related agreements, and a secondary roads project during its meeting today. The board will meet at 9 a.m. in the boardroom at the Butler County Courthouse in Allison. Supervisors will review a contract for library services for Butler County. The board also will consider engagement agreements with Ehlers and Cooney for an amendment to the Butler County Logistics Park Urban Renewal Plan and for a development agreement with Feldmeyer Equipment, Inc. The board also will consider a utility permit for Butler County REC for underground service to 25089 Butler Center Road. Supervisors are also scheduled to authorize the county engineer to sign contract documents for construction of a secondary roads maintenance shed. The meeting also will include the engineer's update, a review of claims, and acknowledgement of manure management plan annual updates from several facilities. Millions of birds are moving through the region as spring migration reaches its peak. As aired on the Outdoors in North Iowa podcast, Franklin and Wright County naturalist Aubrey Brandt says about 430 bird species can be found in Iowa, but only about 80 stay in the state year-round. That makes spring migration one of the best times of year to see birds that are passing through on their way to breeding and nesting grounds. Brandt says birds are not only moving because of colder temperatures.
It's not directly the cold temperatures that affect them, more like how the temperatures affect the availability of resources they need. Resources such as insects, seeds, fruit, and standing water are hard to come by during the winter, so they migrate south where these resources are more available.
Brandt says many birds migrate south in the fall because resources such as insects, seeds, fruits, and standing water become harder to find in the winter. During the spring, those resources return farther north, giving migratory birds better access to food, nesting sites, and breeding conditions. Brandt says birds often follow natural pathways during migration.
A widely accepted theory to how they know where to go is that birds tend to follow certain paths that are created by barriers such as mountains, coastlines, and riverways, where resources are readily available. In the United States, we have four main flyways: the Pacific Flyway, the Central Flyway, the Mississippi Flyway, and the Atlantic Flyway. Iowa is part of the Mississippi Flyway, which, you guessed it, goes along the Mississippi River. Now, the Mississippi River is a great place to follow since it provides ample resources and cover for birds making pit stops.
Brandt says people interested in tracking migration can use birdcast.org from Cornell University to view migration forecasts, estimated bird numbers, and peak migration times. Full episodes of the Outdoors in North Iowa program can be found at radioonthego.com. And staying with some wildlife news, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources will host a public meeting in Ventura this spring on proposed non-resident small game season options being considered for the 2027 hunting seasons. The local meeting will be held at 6 p.m. on May 19th at the Ventura Community Center. The meeting is open to the public. Small game includes pheasants, quail, partridge, doves, rabbits, and squirrels. The DNR says the proposal comes after discussions with hunters during its 2025 and 2026 winter public meetings. Todd Bishop, chief of the DNR's Wildlife Bureau, says hunters indicated support for a non-resident season structure that would limit conflicts during peak fall hunting activity. Similar non-resident season structures are already in place in South Dakota and North Dakota. The Iowa DNR plans to present a draft rule at the August Natural Resource Commission meeting. Public comments will be accepted in the fall as part of the rulemaking process. There's more online at radioonthego.com or by following us at Radio On The Go on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Stay with us. We'll take a look at your local weather forecast as well as area funeral announcements.